Do you remember, would it have had any effect on your family?
Well, for some reason, it didn't seem to affect us. Yeah. I don't know exactly why.
That's... But I suppose you were growing your own vegetables,
yes,
and food,
oh,
and you always had access to food, and that was one of the things, obviously, people would be standing in line to get, but you had that.
Mm-hmm. And because of the land that this great-grandfather chose for us, it was quite productive, and we could grow crops on it that put us through the years, and we had animals, pigs and cattle and horses and dog and cats. So it was a very well-working farm, and grandmother always had a major garden. That's one of the things I remember so well of her. When she became older, I would be her horse, and she'd hook me up to that little garden plow, and I would pull it for her, and she'd make her rows and plant, and we always had fresh vegetables. We were really well off in relative terms. Several times, I remember people coming through the county. We had a house that was sharecroppers that had built a little house that we're helping grandfather and my uncle farm. They left. They found something. They got better off. And so grandmother wanted a brooder house for her little chickens. Then we got the other half, my aunt and I, and it was our playhouse. So when these people came through looking for work, if they stayed to work for us, they stayed in our little playhouse. We fixed it up like a real house. I remember that so well and wondered what happened to them after they left us, because grandmother went on a big way of feeding them mm-hmm. and being generous to them.
Well, you learned a lot from those role models, didn't you? I can't help but thinking to myself how you never ever had to wonder if you were loved.
That's right.
And then you've met a lot of people in life and seen children who always wondered if they were loved.
Yes.
And you never had that feeling.
No. One time I doubted myself, and I tell the story. I don't know if it's in the books that you read, but when I was in the first grade going to school, I was scared to death going to school. So when I got to school here, I thought everybody was kin to me. Everybody that was Comanche was kin to me. So I had all of these relatives. And I went to school, and the first grade reader was Dick and Jane. Here's what American families, we were told that by the teacher and by the book, a mother, father, a son and a daughter and a dog and a cat.
Mm-hmm.
You probably had
yep,
too.
I did, right. I can see those pictures right now.
And I thought, that's not me. I couldn't see myself in the story. And it just worried me. And I thought, well, I don't have a mother and father who live with me. So I worried about it for some time. I kind of got mad at my mother. She went off and left me. So I went through a transition. Then I came to realize that I really had a great life, that I had all these relatives. And I think being a Native American, indigenous person, is you know that you have this support and this communal society that keeps you together. When there's a rub on that, we have problems. That helped me overcome it. And then I started hearing some from my father and felt better about it. I didn't have any image of him, but I did my mother, and I was angry at her for a few months. That image got blurred for a while there. It took me a few months to get over that. I would lay on the porch and be angry at mother. And then I decided, you know, she had to make these major changes, come from this loving home and then have to go out on her own and not really educated. She went to school, but I don't know how many grades that she went through and went to work for the hospital.